I'm Jessica Shelton.
Stacey Riggs here. How was your week, Jessica?
It was good. It was busy. We had, obviously our sister came into town with her four kids, so we had a fun-filled week. It was fun. Cousin time.
Yes, we celebrated the 4th of July and ended the 4th of July on the lake.
Yes.
In boats, watching fireworks all around us. It was pretty amazing.
That's what I was saying. I was like, I think that's the most epic 4th of July, like, ever.
I'd have to agree.
We were on the lake watching all the fireworks, and there was bugs. And I'm sitting there thinking, like, it's game over. But I guess bats started coming out after I left with the kids that were getting cold and ate them.
Yeah, which pretty exciting. Which
totally made my son want to learn all about bats, too, this week, which was funny.
That's awesome.
Yes. So, what are we going to be talking about in this episode?
I think we're going to be talking about adventuring. Adventures. How we do it, why we like to do it, all of those things.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Okay, so we do a lot of adventuring.
I would say so.
I don't know.
Some of our friends who are less inclined to adventure think that we do it a lot.
We do. So... I guess we should probably start with, like, whenever I, like, try to talk to my friends about going, she's like, how do you prepare for that? Like, what do you pack? So, what is in your backpack? What do you take with you, like, on a typical adventuring day?
I would say the most important thing, the thing I have been taking along with me since my child was barely walking, is extra clothes. And I can't tell you how many times extra clothes have come in handy. And the few times that I've forgotten them, of course, like, they're so needed, and I'm kicking myself for not packing them. So I would say extra clothes, number one thing, and layers. So not just, like, you know, shorts and a t-shirt, like, make sure you bring a light jacket or some pants, and, you know, just cover all the bases.
Well, it's funny, that's the first thing I wrote on my list too, is a change of clothes or, like, a swimsuit too.
Right.
Because kids get messy, and if they're, like, wet or dirty and miserable, it can really
make you miserable too.
Yes. Yes.
And it also helps because when they say, can I play in the water, can I play in the mud, like, you don't have to hesitate. You can be the cool mom. You can say yes because you know you have extra clothes on hand.
Cool moms. Yes.
Yes.
I am always bringing snacks. So many snacks.
Yeah, more than, yes. Way more than me.
Because that's, like, one thing for my kids. If they're, like, starting to get hungry, it's, like, everybody and their dog is going to know about it. So yeah. If I have, like, snacks, then that's always a win for them.
Yeah, this is where I fail, and my kiddo is running over to Jessica, like, do you have any snacks for me? And my mom ran out extras. 10 minutes ago. Yes.
I always bring extras.
I could really, really use some help in this department.
All right, so what else?
First aid kit. This came in super handy. Yes. Over the last week. I feel like my first aid kit is totally depleted and I need another one. But Band-Aids, and, you know, we use the cold compress.
Yes.
There was a rock incident. So yes. First aid kit is a must have.
Mm-hmm. So we sometimes will bring, like, a Ziploc bag or, like, those little, like, you can get them at, like, at the dollar store, the little containers for bugs or creatures and stuff. And then we've taken little things home, and then the kids can add them to their nature journals later on.
Right. And when I'm on my game, I bring, like, our little mason jar with mm-hmm. the holes punched in the top, and then we bring, like, tweezers and things like that. I have a pocket microscope that I brought a few times out.
Oh, yes.
And that has been super fun to see different creatures and then different textures, like, at the beach and stuff. So that's always fun too.
Yeah, my kid's always trying to find your pocket microscope. Yes. Yes. What else? So we got a compass for Easter. Easter Bunny came through on that one.
Nice.
So we've been trying to bring that along with us every once in a while because they find that to be fun. And we usually have a book, like, that we're reading. I don't know if I've even really gotten it out hardly ever. Yeah.
They usually are having way too much fun to settle down for mm-hmm. a book, but if yeah. they're snacking and, you know, or they're cold, it's nice to have something that you can snuggle up with them and read.
Yes. Sunscreen.
Right. A lot of the places we go to have sand.
Yes, which is why baby powder is a lifesaver.
A must have.
You taught me this one, so It's like one of those like Pinterest things that I was like, there's no way. But if you have like wet sand on like little kids' bodies, baby powder takes it right off.
It does. It dries out your skin super fast, and then the sand just falls off.
Especially if you have kids with sensory stuff going on and they don't like the sand, it is a lifesaver.
It really is.
What else? Life vests.
Life vests. Yeah, we usually end up in water, so.
I know. We do. Which is why, like, when we look at places to where we want to go adventuring, I feel like one of the things we're always looking for is water.
Right. They're more likely to do a hike if they know it ends in a beautiful waterfall and they can go swimming. Mm-hmm. So it's just way more enticing for them knowing that it involves water.
Yes.
I mean, even if it's too cold to go swimming, like, they could sit and throw rocks in the water for hours and be entertained. Yeah.
It's true. Water is not only for the summer.
Nope.
All right. So what don't you bring?
I know I used to way overdo it on, like, clothes.
Yeah.
And food. I mean, you're bringing all the snacks now, so I don't bring any of those.
You handle all the Band-Aids and stuff, too.
Right, yeah. I usually have more first aid supplies than are necessary, but my kiddo likes to play hard and rough.
Yeah. I remember, like, one of, like, the first ones we would go out adventuring, I would bring, like, a full-fledged, like, our nature journal and all these colored pencils, and then it didn't last long.
Like, it sounds so nice, and you see those families who adventure with all of those things, but the thing that has worked the best for us in nature journaling is if he sees something he's interested in, I take a picture of it with my phone, and then later when we're at home and it's not so exciting, we'll just pull up the picture and he can sketch what he's seen.
That's a great one too. I love when, like, we go to different places and they have, like, the little, like, pamphlets of, like, different creatures you could find on the trails. Those are so fun. Or maps, yes, that you can take home and have those to refer back to are great, too. So, yes, I definitely don't take a whole lot for nature training anymore.
We started out with the best of intentions of having all of these educational and, you know, kind of pre-planned experiences, but I think we've both come to find that them getting out there is what it's all about, and they have the best time.
Yes. When we go to the beach, I used to have, like, so many bags just of toys, but I feel like just, like, the necessities that really are the only ones they play with is, like, a bucket and a shovel.
Right.
And your guys' shovel is, like,
we did have to invest
coveted by everyone when we get there.
Yes, we invested in a real, actually I think the Easter Bunny is the one who brought that along. But we have broken so many shovels with our aggressive digging over the years. So we have a really sturdy metal shovel, which, you know, can also be problematic. But we have a good time.
Knock on wood. We haven't had any issues yet. But those ones are great. I just feel like they last a lot longer than having to replace them every summer.
Yeah, and you can go crazy with sand toys and frisbees and all of the things. I think what's worked best is just to pick a couple of items and maybe rotate through them. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes I put in the ball and the glove, and then sometimes I don't. So just rotating through and picking a few things, and if they're looking for something and you don't have it, like, they seem to be just fine to pick something else out. They'll find a way to have fun.
Yes. It seems like less is more, for real, when it comes to, like, sand toys. But we've been bringing along the Way to Play Roads lately, too.
Oh, yeah. Those have been fun.
Those are so fun because then they can get dirty and I can just bring them home and rinse them off. And they're good for inside and outside. So.
Right. Lucy loves playing with those.
I know. So then, what would you say you look for when you're trying to find an adventure location?
I think we already mentioned water is, like, a big deal.
Yes.
My kiddo does not like going uphill, so if it's got...
That's the funny thing is he's such, like, a trooper when it comes to hiking, but the moment there's any type of incline, you know he's going to not
just
be loving it for a while.
Not hear the end of it, so... I try to look for things that aren't, you know, uphill for too long. I mean,
but he still pushes through.
Yeah,
every time.
A little motivation, a little
yes,
and we'll get him through.
Yes, that's what we were saying is that we've been doing, like, more hiking lately, and I think when you see like a trail, you're looking at like when, how far is it, when does it end, and like what's worked best for us is to just not plan on like making it all the way to the end. But it's like maybe sometimes you'll make it halfway, maybe you will make it all the way through, but it's really just like about getting on the trail and walking around.
Right. I mean, there's so many things that will distract them, and mm-hmm. you don't want to, I don't know. I don't like to continually say like, let's go, let's get back on right. the trail, let's finish it. Like if they're finding creatures or, you know, they've made up an imaginative game, like I don't want to interrupt that. So right. we just take it slow and kind of let them lead, and we just don't worry about that finish line or that summit.
Yes, exactly. That's a great one. A lot of times, too, if I'm, like, looking on Google Maps for different areas, if you type in, like, a natural area, that's always been really great ones to find.
See some good spots. We don't really love crowds, so no.
we try to avoid introverts that are typically looking for less people-y
yes, areas. Yes, very less people-y.
So natural areas are a win. And then a lot of times state parks. We have a state park just down the street from us, and that has been like one of my favorites to go right. to.
They have like a campground and mm-hmm. things like that and trails, but we just find like the open areas and just mm-hmm. get out there and enjoy it.
Exactly. I've seen so many great little gathering baskets too, which are fun. We should start bringing those more often, but it's fun for them to feel like they get to bring something along to take little things home with them. Like, my kids love to rock hound, so.
Yeah, because their mom loves to rock hound.
I do. My son was really into geology for a while, so we went hard with it. But, like, we have rocks in my car, we have rocks in places they should not be, but if they get to bring, like, a little basket to carry a couple things home to sketch in their nature journal
or add to their nature collection.
Yes. You have an epic nature collection.
It's getting bigger and bigger, and we're running out of places to keep things, but yes. it's so fun to add to it and just, you know, see all of the things.
I'm trying to think of some of the things that I found with you. You found that skull that one time.
What we've identified as a badger skull.
Oh, it's a badger? Yeah, I thought you said it was a bobcat.
Nope. Well, no. I think my kiddo was hoping it was a bobcat. Oh, really? A badger's not quite as cool, but it still looks awesome.
Yes, that's been cool, too. When you get really far out there, there's a lot of bones that make my kids really excited.
Yeah, I mean, I get that not everybody's wanting to bring home skulls and bones. It was really gross, like, getting it all cleaned up and ready, but we're really glad that we did it.
That was the funniest part, is I had done that trail a little bit. Before I had taken my sister out there, and my husband was so grossed out with me as I'm like trying to look at it and investigate the teeth and stuff, and then I get out there with my sister and she's like collecting it to take yeah, home.
I know, kind of gross.
No, I was so into it too. That was funny. So those are always fun. You have an epic collection. Can you think of anything else that we haven't
covered?
I know.
I don't know. I mean, I would say, like, it's going to seem overwhelming at first, like, getting your kids out there, and mm-hmm. there may be, you know, some resistance and tears and things, mm-hmm. but if you just push through, persevere, like, I can't tell you how many times, like, I'm so glad that I, like, went out there. Like, they're tired at the end of the day, they're, like, they've had their outdoor time. I feel like you can check all those, like, good mom boxes and just feel like you've exactly. really given them, like, a great day. So it's worth it.
Totally. I always feel like I can always give myself like a really good pat on the back. I'm like, oh, I took them outside today. I'm right. killing it. My house may be trash, but I'm killing it.
Yeah. Dinner may be, you know,
super late or not happening.
Or might have cereal.
Yes. Exactly. But, and then another thing too is like a lot of times when we get somewhere, like it'll be like a solid 30 minutes of just like they can't seem to figure out. Yeah. Like, what are we supposed to do? Yes. If you can push through, like, a good 30 minutes, I swear, like, you won't even...
Like, set a timer, I'm telling you. Like, as soon as, like, that 30 minutes is up, mm-hmm. you will, like, see them doing the coolest things.
Yes.
Like, the other day, your little girl mm-hmm. had found, like, these apples in the river that were, like, little apples. They weren't quite mature, but she was taking them to the shovel, the metal shovel, you know, the dangerous one, and she was, like, putting them on the edge and using a rock to slice them in half and making a stew. It was the cutest thing I've ever yes. seen, and totally came up with it all on her own.
I know.
It's so fun.
I loved that. It's just, like, you have to push through that, like, initial, like, wait, what are we supposed to do out here?
Right.
And then it's, like, golden.
Yeah. If you can just tune out the, you know, boredom or the, like, my kiddos thing instead of boredom is, like, trying to find the craziest, scariest, most risky thing to do in the place we are. And if we can just, like, get past that and mm-hmm. refocus on, you know, something else, like, it's worth it.
I love that. And then whenever you ask him, like, oh my goodness, like, what are you doing up there? He's like, my middle name is Danger.
Yeah, he does think it is dangerous, he sadly.
He's the coolest. Yes.
He scares me.
I know. He's so brave, though.
Yeah, it's kind of terrifying.
What are you obsessing over?
Oh, good question. I have a lot of things that I'm obsessing over. I have to narrow it down here. I am reading a book off of Reese Witherspoon's book club list, which I didn't know she had one until recently. It's called, now I'm going to forget it.
You just said it to me, too, the other day. I'm trying to remember the name of it.
Something about finding it in the water. Hold on. I'm going to go grab it really fast.
I need to start looking at all of her different ones. I know that her and Oprah have great lists.
So I've been reading Something in the Water. It's a thriller. I'm really enjoying that book. But something, just a little tip that works for me. I really want to be reading some good educational books, and I have like a big stack that I want to go through, but I'm not always like as quick to grab that as I am like my thriller. So something that's helped me is I will challenge myself to read a chapter in like a more educational book, like a self-help book, and then reward myself by reading a couple chapters in my thriller or the novel that I'm reading. So that's helped me get through.
That's a good way to do it. You're so good about reading all those educational books. I just try to get the cliff notes from you.
And the educational one I'm reading right now is called The Self-Driven Child, which has been really good too. I'll give you all the cliff notes.
Yes, perfect. Did you finish The Whole Brain Child?
I don't know. Maybe.
Oh, I saw you reading it. It was on my list. Okay. So we love to play games, and I think it was you that first got us one of our games from Game Right. Sleeping Queens was the first one.
We love that one.
So we've been loving that one just because like it's not just a card game, like they're doing different equations throughout the game, and there's lots of little like math lessons within it, and my kids love it and they think it's just a win. So we've added to our collection some of the other games. We have Sleeping Queens, Too Many Monkeys, Rat-a-Tat-Cat, There's a Moose in the House, all of them. Like, we have not gotten one yet that we were like meh about. So they've all been awesome. And then we've been playing a lot like
with family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We've been playing Bonanza.
We have. We call it the Bean Game.
I know. I'm like feel weird calling it Bonanza. We've always referred to it as the Bean Game, but it is called Bonanza, and it does have beans in it.
It does. And there's not anyone that we have taught this game to that hasn't loved it. So yes,
we played this with nieces and nephews and our other sister for like the entire week.
Mm-hmm. It's fun.
Yeah. It's been awesome. It says 13 and up, but my 7-year-old has been playing it, so... It's a fun one for adults and kids. So definitely recommend those. Mm-hmm. Anything else?
We've been watching Yellowstone lately, which this is season 2. And it has Kevin Costner, and I'm obsessed with Kevin Costner.
Is that the cute guy in it?
No, this is Dances with Wolves. There is a
cute guy in it, too.
Kevin Costner, you don't know who Kevin Costner is?
I do, but as soon as you start talking about Yellowstone, I'm thinking about...
Yes, there is also... Yes. A young, attractive cowboy.
I like Kevin Costner, though, too.
Yeah. It's a great show. And we have been loving the second season as well. And it's set, like, in Montana. So the scenery is gorgeous.
Yeah.
Makes me want to get
a ranch
and be a cowboy.
I was like, every time I watch that show, I'm just like, I'm ready to move. Let's go. It's a good one.
And just so we're clear, it's very... adult show. It's nothing that you would have your kids watch with you.
No.
Even though the scenery is gorgeous, but
yes. But did you also see for like on the kids side of like TV, they took the books we've read a well, we've been reading the Shakespeare one. It's called Who Was It, right?
Oh, right. You were telling me about this.
Yes. So they took those books, which we have a couple of them, and they put it onto Netflix and turned it into a TV show. And my,
so smart.
Yes. My 7-year-old is loving it. So, I mean, we do the Who Was It Shakespeare in addition to reading Midsummer's Dream. And he definitely is not, like, super jazzed when I pull that book out. It's more of, like, something we have to keep pretty light. But the shows, like, he could watch them all day. That's so awesome. That's a great one.
I'm going to definitely have to add those, too.
Yeah, they have a couple out now, so.
My list, yeah.
Yes. Check it out.
I will.
All right, I think that's it.
No, I can't think of anything else.
All right, until next week.
All right, see you later.
Bye.